A woman went to the mikveh, and later on that night she found a piece of orange wedged between her teeth. The question is, what's the halacha? Does she have to go back for a tefillah? Does she have to do another chafifa? What if the mikvahs are closed? So we saw the halacha is that if a woman did not do a chafifa or an iyun, then it's ma'akev afilu b'diyev, she must go back. Even if she didn't find the davar, which is chaitzis afterwards. If she did a chafifa on her head, and an eon on the rest of her body, then we saw that the Shach quoted the Bach, that B'dieva, that's okay, and that's how the place can go. If she did do a chafifa, and she did do an eon, just she wasn't tevil that night, then we saw that she has up until a day later, or even 2 days later, says the Sidra Taira, since on a Yom Tov we'd allow her to be marking the chafifa and the tefillah after 2 days, so too, even during a regular weekday, B'dieva, if she did a chafifa and an eon, then she could, as long as she was tevil within a day or two, then, and she didn't find the davar chaitzitz afterwards, then the tefillah would be good. Now that's all with regard to the rest of her body. With regard to beis hasdarim, even if she did not do a chafif or an iyun, so long as afterwards she checked and she didn't find any davar chaitzitz, the tefillah would be oyle b'diyevin. It would be a kasher b'diyevin. The reason is, like the Taz says, is because not the derech for something to get stuck there. So if you didn't find anything afterwards, so probably there was nothing there. Levush says in Kuf Tzadi Ches that it's a very tight place. So therefore, if there was something there, it wouldn't have fallen out. So it must be that there was nothing there. And the Shach did a different reason, the Mashmois of the Raivin, since a beis hasdarim is only needs royally be a smaim, therefore we will makel. What does that mean? The Sidra Taira says, if you learn like the Ritzva, royally be a smaim is only dinder abanan, then we understand, since it's only dinder abanan, so therefore we're makel. However, if you hold that royally be a smaim is a dinder aisa also, says the Sidra Taira, you have to say that it means that since the beis hasdarim is only a miyat of the guf, it can never be more than a miyat hamakbid, so it's only going to be possibly be a chatzitza der abanan. Since the Rabbanan saw that midaraisa, there's a kula that you don't not mamish me bias maim, royally bias maim is okay, so to the Chacham were also makel, and they said that even if you didn't do a chafifa v'iyun, when it comes to the beis hasdarim, since it's only a mitzvah of the guf, so long as you didn't find anything afterwards, then it's also a tefila. That's all if you didn't find any chatzitza afterwards. Let's say she went down and she did find the chatzitza afterwards. We saw this two lishenis in the Gemara. Whether or not it's dependent on whether or not she did a chafifa that day or she did a chafifa samach letvila. La locha, it's not exactly clear how we paskin. The Shach brings down that one should be machmer for both of them. It would have to be samach and that day. So if a woman, it seems that that day is the entire, in other words, from night, the day before the night is also considered that day, which would mean that any time that a woman did it was chofif. That day, then it would be good as long as if it was samach lalayla and she went to the tefillah right afterwards, it would be okay. If you learn it has to be dafka that oino, then it would have to be dafka that oino, as long as she lechera ended her chafifa during that oino, that would also be okay. Now, generally, a woman does go to the mikvah right away. Does another type of chafifa right before the mikvah, even if she prepared herself at home. As soon as she goes to the mikvah, she washes herself off and does an iyun, that would also be considered a chafifa of samach lechafifa a tavla. And the halacha is that she's allowed to be teile, that the chatzitza that she found came afterwards. However, the mechaber brings down Shitas Rambam that even though you're allowed to be teile, that's only that you don't need another chafifa, but you certainly need another tefillah. To have we paskin? So the Pesachim Shuvah brings down that one should be machmer for the Rambam. The Mashmois and Mechaber is that it's a Stam B'Yeshirimim, we pass like the Stam. And the Sidra Taira says, Mekar Din, we do go like the Stam. If it's Efshe Litvo Bakal, then she should go back, which means if she's still in the mikvah, certainly she should go in. And if she's home and the mikvahs are still open, L'Chura, you could say that that's still considered easy, depending on the situation, obviously. It's not too far, there's not appointments, B'Chulu, then she should go back to Mekarim the Rambam. Now, let's say she found something. This is all talking about, says the Mechaber, dafka if she was not misasik in a min that she found the chatzitza of after the tefillah. But if she was in misasik in it, then so long as she did a chafifa, even though she didn't do Hafifa Samuch, but if she did a Hafifa, the way the Taz says, at least that day, or the day beforehand, then if she was Nisaska Ba'isa Min, and she found that Min afterwards, then she's allowed to be Terilo, even if she wasn't Choyfif, right Samuch to the Tvilo. Which would mean that if this woman ate an orange after the Tvilo, then she's certainly allowed to be Terilo in it, so long as she wasn't Choyfif too much beforehand, 2 days beforehand. That's all with regard to if she finds it on her guf. If she finds it in the makom of the Beis HaStarim, then the halacha is, even if she didn't do a chafifa beforehand on the Beis HaStarim, which means even if this woman did not floss her teeth beforehand, and she ate an orange afterwards, she's allowed to be toilet that it came afterwards. Which is a little bit of a chiddush, because the ma'isa she never checked beforehand, and she found the reyes afterwards. And the truth is that the rekeach is machmer in this case. And the rekeach, the shach brings down that in this case, one would have to go back. And l'chura kum dais, that our case of the orange, is if you found the orange wedged between your teeth, since it's a base of starm, so it depends on what happened. If she flossed her teeth beforehand, and so she did do a chafifa and an iyun, and she did and she had the orange afterwards, l'chur, even the rekeach would be maskim that she does not have to go back because she checked beforehand. If she didn't do a chafifa and iyun, although she didn't floss her teeth beforehand, then we'd have a machlekes between the rekeach and the mechaber. If she ate an orange, according to the rekeach, she would have to go back. According to the mechaber, she would not have to go back. The shach is not for the rekeach, as is the Shevet Alevi. So Berkowitz says that we go b'di'evid, we pass from like the Mechaber, that she would not have to go back. However, if she did not eat an orange after the Tvilo, then it's pashit that this orange was there from beforehand, then, even though it's a basis darm, doesn't make a difference, even if she would have found it the next day, l'chara, she would have to go back, because it's clear that it was there from beforehand.